27 minutes past one, you're listening to the news at one on BBC Radio Foyle. Hillary Clinton has laid bare her disappointment at losing the US presidential election to Donald Trump. In her first public appearance since admitting defeat last week, she told an audience at Children's Charity event in Washington that venturing outside was a challenge in itself.
Now, I will admit, coming here tonight wasn't the easiest thing for me. There have been a few times this past week when all I wanted to do was just to curl up with a good book or our dogs and never leave the house again.
So, how do people bounce back from major disappointment? Denise McNally is a life coach with Fresh Start Coaching. Denise, she's been very honest about her feelings here. She must be experiencing a sort of grief about losing the presidential race.
Yes, Eve, firstly, thank you for having me on. This is a topic I'm very passionate about. There's a real poignancy and vulnerability to what she has just said there in terms of venturing outside is difficult for her. We are a reward society. Failure is difficult to digest for any normal person, but somebody who's actually in the spotlight in the media, it's the vibration is turned up by a thousand. Mm-hmm. We are hardwired to want to succeed and gain approval, especially in a presidential campaign. But, and even more with the media and the public eye watching. Mm-hmm. But it's really important at this point, with her shock, grief, and disappointment, that she does not internalize this, that she does not make this failure personal, and that she separates it from her identity. Now, that is difficult, but it's really important to do.
Now, she's surrounded, presumably, by a huge amount of people who are helping her. But for an ordinary person who experiences mm-hmm. a professional failure, not on this scale, but similar to this, how do they deal with that?
The most important thing, just what I said, do not make it personal. Personalising failure is so detrimental to self-esteem and confidence, and it becomes a part of you as opposed to something that has an experience that has acted upon you. So it's really important to take stock, learn and adapt. What is the learning lessons here? So it's how you think about failure. Mm-hmm. Failure actually has a lot of positives. Mm-hmm. It's an integral part of success and self-realization. Most really successful people or anybody who achieves a goal that they've set out to do will say that there was many failures before that, before achieving that breakthrough. So it's an actual fact, a great teacher. So what I always say is look out for the teaching points, look out for the positives, shift and reprogram that negative thinking into a positive.
Okay, thank you very much, Denise McNally from Fresh Start Coaching there, telling Hillary Clinton to look for the positives.